Welcome to OV English School. Many people say, I am just not organized, or I am naturally confident, as if personality were simple and fixed. Psychology and brain science give a more careful answer. Some parts of personality stay fairly stable, but repeated actions also shape how we act and how we describe ourselves. So, is personality just a collection of habits? Today we look at traits, habit loops, brain change, and identity in clear B1 English. Traits and habits. In psychology, a trait is a broad pattern in how a person usually thinks, feels, or acts across time and across situations. A habit is different. A habit is a repeated action that often starts with a clear cue and becomes easier through repetition. Traits are general descriptions. Habits are repeated behaviors. The two ideas are different, but they can influence each other. Why repetition feels personal. Repeated actions often become evidence people use when they describe themselves. If a student plans work every day, they may start to say, I am organized. If they delay tasks every night, they may start to say, I am lazy. In many cases, the action comes first and the label comes later. That is why habits can feel personal, even when they started as small routines. The habit loop psychologists often explain habits with a simple model called the habit loop. It has three parts: cue, routine, and reward. The cue is the trigger. The routine is the action. The reward is the useful or pleasant result that follows. For example, finishing breakfast can be the cue. Writing a short task list can be the routine, and feeling calmer can be the reward. The loop matters because it shows why behavior repeats, what the brain automates. When the same loop repeats many times, the action usually needs less mental effort. This is called automaticity. A brain area called the basal ganglia helps repeated actions become more automatic. That is useful because it saves mental energy. It is one reason why tying shoes, checking messages, or opening a notebook can start to feel easy after enough repetition. Neuroplasticity in practice. Another helpful term is neuroplasticity. It means the brain can change through repeated use and experience. Repetition does not only improve skill, it also makes a behavior pathway easier to use again tomorrow. If a person reads every night, the action can feel more natural after several weeks. This does not mean a whole personality changes in one moment. It means repeated practice can slowly change what feels normal, what habits cannot explain alone. Still, personality is not only habits. Temperament matters too. Temperament means a person's natural style, such as being more calm, more sensitive, or more active. Social environment matters because family, school, work, money, and culture all shape behavior. Values matter because people sometimes choose a difficult action on purpose, even before it becomes a habit. Personality is larger than one routine or one system. How change starts. A useful practical idea is identity-based change. Instead of only saying, I want better results, a person repeats a small action that supports a new self-description. Reading 5 pages each night can support, I am a reader. Walking after lunch can support, I am an active person. The habit is small, but the repeated action becomes evidence. Over time, that evidence can make a new identity feel more believable. A balanced answer. So, is personality just a collection of habits? No. Personality also includes traits, temperament, values, and social context. But habits still matter because they turn repeated behavior into daily evidence. Over time, that evidence can push identity in a clear direction. Habits are not the whole person, but they can help build the person other people see and the person we think we are. What is the difference between a trait and a habit? Answer: a trait is a broad pattern in personality, while a habit is a repeated action that becomes easier through repetition. Question: what are the three parts of the habit loop? Answer: they are cue, routine, and reward. What does automaticity mean? Answer: it means an action needs less conscious effort because it has been repeated many times. Question: why is personality not only habits? Answer: because temperament, social environment, values, and deliberate choices also shape behavior and identity. Question: how can a small repeated action affect identity? Answer: it creates daily evidence that supports a new self-description, such as seeing yourself as organized or active. Personality is not a fixed stone, and it is not only a pile of habits either. A better answer is that stable traits and repeated actions work together. If you understand the cue, the routine, the reward, and the wider context around behavior, change becomes easier to explain. That is useful in psychology, and it is useful in daily life. One small action may look minor, but repeated actions can slowly change what feels natural and who you believe you are becoming.